Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're thankful to report victory.
Thank you. And
my destination is heaven, and I believe you all want to go there too.
Amen.
But we are going to have to discipline ourselves. We're going to have our sins forgiven. We're going to have to spend time with God, and we're not going to get there on flowery beds of ease. But it is going to be worth it. You know, I remember hearing some older saints sing about heaven is surely going to be worth it all. The good times, the bad times, the in-between times. We don't want to be weary. That's not our subject today, but that is an introduction. We appreciate God's goodness to each of us. We are going to ask you for a special interest in your prayers. Because I have been looking to the Lord, and we have several scriptures, but I don't think we're going to share all of them today. I just want you to get what the Spirit of God wants you to have. We will be writing a subject on the board, and we will go from there. May the Lord bless. And I want you to pray that the God will calm my nerves and calm me, that I can be able to bring the lesson in a way that we all will benefit. I recognize we have come to do business for the holy, the most righteous God. And we don't want to be beating the air, and we don't want to be doing anything that will disturb the working of the Holy Spirit. So I would appreciate your prayers. Lord willing, the subject will have something to do with, it's kind of a sad subject, but it doesn't end there. Spiritual famine in our land today. So we're going to be dealing with that, Lord willing. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory again today. All right. We did write the subject on the board, spiritual famine To avoid this, we must apply and obey the word of God.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. All right. I have a little article about famine. I'm going to get some highlights and then we'll go into the scriptures. When you think of famine mentally, you might picture an animal that the ribs are showing or something like that, maybe a cow or something. You might see babies, their eyes are hollow, the bloated stomachs, maybe they're growling with hunger. The skin stretches across the face tight, kind of like a trampoline or something like that. These are indications that people are not getting enough natural food, all right? But you might look into their eyes and maybe hope look like is gone. They have a blank stare. Something's wrong inside. They're probably hungry. We're talking about a natural famine. But you know, brothers and sisters, we don't only want to look at the outward signs that indicate that there is a famine of hunger, of natural food, of water, but we want to apply this to us spiritually. When you consider the condition that we are living in today, we consider our families, we consider our world, we consider the things that we hear and that we know about. And it's a very solemn thought to think of a spiritual famine in the land of plenty. All people do not experience a spiritual famine because there is an abundance. God can bless each soul, but you make the choice. Are you going to survive during a spiritual famine, or are you going to go to the Word of God and be blessed and to be enriched? This is a question for each one of us today. So let us consider that as we go into our lesson. And today it might seem that it's very far-fetched to think that America, that we could have a natural famine without food and without water. Yep. But think about it. Our nation is not exempt. It has happened other places. So that's another reason why we can continue to pray. You heard it said, we need rain. Yes, we do need rain and other things. But God still has it under control. And we're so thankful that he does. All right. We appreciate that today. And also, we're going to leave that alone. We're going to start talking about a spiritual famine to condense the time. Turn with me to Amos 8 and 11, and that will be our first scripture for today. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Lord, please help us. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. That is a really sad situation. But Lord, help us. Moving on, there's more to it than that. Thank the Lord. Turn with me to Romans 1 and 21. I believe that's what we want at that time. Romans 1 and 21. Listen, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Lord, have mercy upon us. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image like to corruptible man. Lord, have mercy. And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. I'm going to pause right there. I work in a public place. I'll just tell you, I work in a barbershop. And I heard the news that the lady said, well, you know, right there at the hospital in Norman, there was a mother that gave birth to a little girl. And there was a big issue because she says that I am a cat and my daughter is going to be called a kitten And she contended for that. Did you hear what I said? She contended for it. So I understand on the birth certificate, they had to make some kind of an indication. It's not even worth speaking about the things that are happening in our land. I had to stop and look at her, and I said, is that really so? She said, yes. She understands that that happened. This is a warning. Lord, help us today. Amen. The corruptness of man's mind and their thoughts and their ideas. Wherefore, God also gave them up to unclean things through the lust of their own hearts. There's many unclean things that are going on in our world today, but we're not focusing on that. We are recognizing it, but it should be a call to prayer. Lord, help us today. All right. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creator, the creature more than the creator, who was blessed forever. Amen. 26. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. 27. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Lord, help us today. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers and backbiters and all of those things, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Lord, have mercy on us. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. We could almost stop right there with our lesson today, but we're going to move on. Lord, have mercy upon us today. I looked up the definition for a reprobate mind. In Christian doctrine, when a sinner is so hardened as to feel no remorse or misgiving of conscience for particular vile acts, it is considered a sign of reprobation. Lord, help us. Those things are very heavy and very weighty. A call to prayer. Lord, please bless us today. We're speaking to souls that are in danger. There's a spiritual famine that we're declaring through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we want to beware. And after you become aware, I want you to cause it to be a prayer, an event for much prayer and much consideration and much thought, that we can avoid it. Turn with me to Proverbs 1 and 24 for more of the word of God. Proverbs 1 and 24. Because I have called and ye refused. Lord, help us. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. I don't want you to be in that condition. This is a warning for us, a very solemn warning, and we need it today. Lord, please help us as we look into the Word of God, speaking about a spiritual famine, and we don't want to be a victim of it and be caught up in it. Lord, please bless. 2 Peter 2:1-2. Thank the Lord. Let's see what we have over here. In 2 Peter 2:1-2. But there was false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. This is a warning for each one of us today. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even evil spoken of. A warning. I don't need to tell you where you can go and find some false teachers and some false doctrine, but beware. Make sure that it lines up with the Word of God. Amen. You want to be very careful the things that you allow to enter into your ears and to your mind and into your heart. It can be very damaging to you. There can be a hidden message in there. So Lord, help us. We need the Spirit of God very much today to help us. All right. Here's something else I looked up. Malicious is a synonym. And it says, describes the intent to hurt someone, either physically or emotionally. Pernicious is the intent to kill or seriously hurt and harm someone. That is really heavy. That's really serious, isn't it? But Lord, help us to avoid it. Now, we're not talking about the ministers of God that are preaching the unadulterated word of God. But we're telling you, when people don't continue to follow the Lord, they can be led astray. And if you do not have the Spirit of God in your life working actively, you've gotten careless and you're not walking close to the Lord with discernment, you can be led astray. And we want to warn against that. We're talking about a spiritual famine in today. I mean, in our life today. All right. Turn with me to 2 Timothy 4 and 2 and 5. I think we're ready for that one. Thank the Lord. 2 Timothy 4, 2 and 5. Preach the word. Be instant in season. Be available and be prepared. Out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. It's needed. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Lord, have mercy. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. A warning to us again. Thank the Lord. Amen. All right. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 3. I think that's what I want. Let's see here. Yes, I think so. Just a moment. Thank the Lord. Here we are. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 3. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I'm going to pause right there. I remember some that have been among the church of God that no longer worship with us for whatever reasons. They're not here. I'm not talking about death has taken them out. They've run into some spiritual matters. They're not with us. And it will probably continue if people are not following the Lord and following carefully and reading the word of God and making it a personal matter that I am going to not allow anything to hinder me, nothing to come between my soul and the Savior. I know these are a lot of warnings that we're giving out today, but you know, our time is running out and we need to sound the alarm and sound it so that the people can be aware. Jesus is going to come back again and take his bride, and you need to be ready. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. You often hear that at a funeral. But this is a good reminder for us. We're here in Wichita, Kansas, and we're sounding the alarm to all of us today. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with the hot iron. And it goes on to say, forbidding to marry. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Some people decide, well, it's too expensive to get married. I've heard that we're just going to try it out first. No, that's an abomination. You shouldn't do that. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Lord, bless us today. All right, I think that's enough of that. We're going to move on to something else. We are living in perilous times. I said it that way for emphasis. We are living in perilous times. We want to be aware, but even in the perilous times, we're serving that mighty God that can make a difference. So isn't that encouraging? So we're thankful we're still serving that God that can make the difference. 2 Timothy 3 and 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Truly so. Covetous. It doesn't belong to me, but I want it. And I'm going to get it at any cost. Even if I have to move you out of the way. Lord, have mercy. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Lord, help us. Again, without natural affection, truth breakers. Oh, your word doesn't mean very much, even if you write it down in a contract. Some people see a technical way that they can avoid it. Lord, help us. False accusers, incontinent, fierce, despises of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Lord, help us today. How many will go on a vacation and I like to travel. Now, notice what I'm saying. Instead of coming to service or doing something for God, they're going to go and have a good time. How many people do you think go to the casinos? We travel by them coming to service on Sunday morning, coming to Sunday school, to the house of the Lord. And I look over there and I see all these cars in that parking lot at Riverwind. And I don't think they're going there for church either. In fact, I'm pretty sure they don't. And we travel this way regularly, 35. And even when the weather is bad, maybe we've caught out in the rain. Out in the coming from church or something. I look over there and they're still out there. They're not at home. It's something that's drawing them over there. But Lord, help us that we have something that's drawing us to the love of God, to the worship of God, to coming to service. I love to come to service. You know, one time we were going to Monarch, and you know, you have to clean your cabin up a little bit. Well, a lot of times you have to clean it up. And I was making an excuse why I didn't need to clean up the cabin because I wanted to go to service. And my son says, "You know, Mother loves to go to church." I said, "Yes, I do. I like to go to church." So I got excused. But anyway, that's happened. But I do love to come to church. That's just a little side issue. But you know, this is where we're going to receive our blessings, following the Lord. Yes, there is a spiritual famine, but it does not have to affect you. You can avoid it. And so we want you to keep that in mind. Thank the Lord. Amen. God is so good to us again. Turn with me here to Proverbs 14 and 12. We're moving through these scriptures. Let's see here. Proverbs 14 and 12. We have some more of the Word of God. I don't expect you to retain all the scriptures, but I want the Spirit of God to give you a visitation, that He will bring those things to you that you need at the particular time when you need it. Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You want to avoid that. Lord, help us today. All right, Proverbs 1 and 24. We're going to read another warning that is a sad condition. Lord, help us, because we want to avoid this as we go through our journey of life. Proverbs 1 and 24. I think I've already read that one. Because I've called and you refused. Excuse me, I've already gotten that one. I need James 1 and 23. Thank the Lord. We'll turn to James 1 and 23, and let's see what we have here. Here we are, James 1 and 23. But if you be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. How many of you checked the mirror this morning before you came to service? Probably most of us. But we're talking about a spiritual matter. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way. Didn't deal with the situation right there. Didn't deal with it when the Spirit of God was convicting him and helping him to see you need to make some improvements right here. You know, the Spirit of God is so good to give us warnings and checks along the way. But if we get busy and we avoid it, if we don't value it, if we just put it off and procrastinate, you might forget it for a very long time. You may not ever remember it. But it's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Here's something. The enemy of your soul is right there to help you to forget it, to help you to not value it. So Lord, help us. For whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. I want to be that man that's blessed in my deed. And you can be that way also. Thank the Lord for his goodness to each one of us. Here's something encouraging. We're almost finished here, Lord willing. Turn with me to Psalms. I want to leave on a positive note. Even though there is a spiritual famine in the land, but we're encouraged because God can change things around. Remember those people of Nineveh. They were wicked and they needed a warning, and they got a warning. And remember how Jonah went on down there. He made two attempts, but he finally got down there and they took it seriously. Remember, and how that their oxen, I mean, their animal, the cattle, they had to fast, and the men and the He came down in sackcloth and ashes. He humbled himself before God. And how that God had mercy on Nineveh and on the people of Nineveh. And God can have mercy on us if we meet the conditions today. Even though there may be a spiritual famine, even though there may be some lacks, but God is still able to undertake and to intervene. And he did it, even though he brought it later on. But may the Lord encourage us today. Here we are in Psalm 63. Whatever your condition is, and we've been going through this lesson, and you may say, Lord, there is a spiritual famine. Maybe I am not as close to God as I need to be. Maybe, Lord, I have been neglectful. Maybe, Lord, I have a root of bitterness or unforgiveness. Whatever your case might be, the Lord is able to make a difference. And I want you to remember that, and I believe you do. Here we are in Psalm 63, 1 through 8. And I think we have one more scripture, and Lord willing, I believe that will be all for this time. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. Yes. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Thank the Lord. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, because thy loving kindness is better than life. Oh, isn't that going some? My lips shall praise thee. Praise the Lord. Keep on praising him. Thus will I bless thee While I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. I'm not going to go around complaining and murmuring like the children of Israel. Lord, help us. The Lord can bless them. When I remember thee upon my bed, what do you think about? I'm talking about when you're on your real bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Do you think about how can I get even with my boss man, or how can I take advantage, or how can I be mean or do something like that? Or Lord, help me, Lord, to live more close, more faithful. Lord, help me to be kind and loving. Help me, Lord, to have a greater concern and a burden for souls. What do you talk to the Lord about? Don't tell me. I'm just trying to challenge us today, all right? Because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. That is sufficient right there. Thank the Lord. Lord willing, the final scripture will be Matthew 5 and 6. And each one of us should desire this. And the Lord will surely bless us. Matthew 5 and 6. Lord willing, that will be the final scripture for today. And here we are. And you probably know what it says, but I'm going to read it to you. Matthew 5 and 6. I have it. Just a moment. Here we are. Thank the Lord. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. We don't have to go without. We have a great God that has an abundant supply. We make a choice. It's just like pretty soon we'll probably go into the dining hall, and we appreciate the cooks and the food that's been provided there. They can do all of the preparation. They can get it ready. It can smell good. It can look very attractive. And you don't put any into your mouth. You just look at it. You may not even look at it. You might just say, oh, well, I'm not hungry. Don't even have an appetite. Mm-hmm. Lord, help us to have an appetite for the things of God. But it's already been prepared, our natural food. So you can go ahead and starve if you choose to, if you make that choice. But it's been provided for you. The word of God is true. It's for each one of us. Am I going to take sufficient time to read the word of God, to pray, to meditate upon the goodness of God? Or if I'm going to get too busy, too busy, Lord, you can cause your own spiritual famine. We don't want that to happen. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to remember through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, there's better things for you. The Lord can help you in your spiritual walk with him. The title again says, Spiritual Famine. A spiritual famine does not have to last always. It can be for a period of time, and then you can get some relief. So may the Lord bless you, may the Lord encourage you, and may he challenge each one of us to make the choice. Lord, I am going to live for you. I am going to be faithful. With your grace, Lord, I can make it, and the Lord will surely bless each of you. Is my prayer. Thank the Lord. Thank you for your time and your attention. I realize we had a few more scriptures than we normally do, but you know, it's all up to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So thank the Lord. Amen.